Hello, welcome to or welcome back to Turn Out to Care. If you're new here, my name is Ashley. I post every single Monday and we just sit down, we chat, we have a good time. And normally I don't record in my car, but it was just so noisy at my house today and I was feeling really uninspired. And what do I do when I feel uninspired? I come and I sit in my car and this is usually where I yap. If you follow me on TikTok, I do these like car chats and I just kind of do what I do on the podcast, but in short form content on TikTok, and I give you advice. But I just love being in my car. I love being with my leopard car seats. It just makes me happy. I'm a simple girl. I love to drive around my car, be in my car, get a coffee, and just chill out. So I thought it'd be good to just sit down and record today's episode in my car. Also, if you didn't know, you can now watch the podcast on YouTube if you're a visual girl and you like to watch your podcast instead of just listening. But you can still listen to me on Spotify. You can still listen to me on Apple. I ain't going anywhere. But my YouTube is linked in the description along with my Instagram, my TikTok, if you just want to follow along. Okay, so for today's episode, I'm going to keep it really real with you and just tell you what's on my mind, what's going on. So there's a few mutuals that I've met through social media, and at this point, I did consider them friends. We've FaceTimed, we've texted, I've shared things with these people. And when I was going through a really bad friendship breakup publicly, these people had reached out to me, and I kind of explained the situation to them, and they agreed that it was fucked up. And now, months and months later, these people that told me that what this person did to me was fucked up and they didn't agree with what this person did to me are now hanging out with this person and publicly supporting them. And although it sucks to see that, at this point in my life, I don't feel comfortable telling someone what they can and cannot do. I am not going to be the person to be like, you can't be friends with this person, you have to be mean to this person. I'm not going to say, you know, if you want to be my friend, you can't be friends with this person, because I have been that person in the past and I've just come to realize that it does no good. Usually they still end up picking the other person over you because people hate an ultimatum. And I think at this point in my life, I'm just now realizing that it's like, well, if you do want to support that person, knowing how they hurt me so deeply, maybe we're just not aligning, and like maybe this friendship just isn't going to work out. Rather than giving them an ultimatum, I'm kind of just choosing what is best for me. But although I've come to this conclusion of like, I don't want to be that person, I don't want to be someone who tells someone what they can and cannot do, of course there's still part of me that is hurt and wishes that they would just make that decision on their own and they wouldn't pursue a friendship with that person, because it's like, in my mind, I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't go out of my way to be friends with someone who has hurt you. It obviously doesn't feel good when your feelings are not being reciprocated. But I think this is something that a lot of people go through, especially when you're younger and you're kind of figuring out who your real friends are. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about this idea of a friend to all is a friend to none, what that means, why it's such a hard thing to navigate, and what to do if you're in that situation right now. So with that being said, let's get into today's episode. To me, this phrase of a friend to all is a friend to none means that if someone is trying to be friends with everyone, they're kind of taking away the whole idea of what a friendship really is. Like, if someone is for everyone, they're really for no one, because friendship is so much more than just being friendly and like hanging out with someone. You have a deeper connection with these people or with this person. There's loyalty. There's so much more than just like hanging out with someone or liking someone's Instagram photo. That's why I think with guys, it's so much easier to have multiple friends and have friends that don't get along, because their friendships are kind of surface level in a way. They don't connect the way that women typically connect. And I've talked about this before, but it's like, I'll be talking to my fiance and I'll be like, how is this guy doing with his breakup? And he'd be like, how would I know? And I'm like, well, you were just talking to him on Xbox for like 4 hours. You were just golfing with him all day. And it just like, some guys don't connect on the same level as women do when it comes to friendships. Genuine friendships are built off that deeper level of connection and loyalty, and that just can't be spread among every single person you meet. It doesn't matter if that person's super nice to you. It's not the same as your best friend. Like, you can't compare this person that was just kind to you at this event to your best friend that you've known for years. True friendship, in my opinion, is having this like very specific niche connection with a person or a group of people rather than like a huge amount of acquaintances. Not to say that you should be closed off and nasty and like disrespectful to people just because they aren't your friends, but you do kind of owe your friends more than you do the average person because you know those people and you've built a relationship with those people. You've built trust, you've built loyalty, you've built that connection. So in my opinion, you do kind of owe your best friends the respect of like not hanging out with their ex-best friend or their ex-boyfriend or someone who's like tried to ruin their life just because it's like, why would you? Why would you want to do that to your friend? For example, I don't personally have beef with any of my best friend's ex-boyfriends, but you wouldn't catch me dead hanging out with them, texting them, like going out of my way to be friendly to them because it's just kind of this like known thing of like, they hurt you, so I don't fuck with them. It's just like this unspoken rule that you don't do. I mean, I'm not going out of my way to like terrorize these people and make their lives hell, but I'm also not going out of my way to make them a figure in my life. Like, in all honesty, my best friend's ex-boyfriend is dead to me. I have no purpose in thinking about them or being around them unless my best friend says, you know, I want to talk to this person again. I want to date this person again. I don't care how nice that ex-boyfriend was to me. I don't care if they try to persuade me to be a figure in their life. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you loyalty, but I owe my best friend loyalty. I owe my best friend respect. And if she doesn't fuck with you, I certainly do not fuck with you. And I feel like most people would agree that's the right thing to do. Like, yeah, you shouldn't be hanging out with your best friend's ex-boyfriend. You shouldn't be hanging out with someone who has terrorized your best friend. Like, duh. But not everyone sees it that way. There's some people that think, well, this person hasn't done anything to me personally. Like, they haven't been mean to me personally. So like, why am I gonna close myself off and like not be friendly to this person when like I don't even know them? Like, this person doesn't have a problem with me and I don't have a problem with this person. So like, why shouldn't I be allowed to be around them? Why shouldn't I be allowed to talk to them? And it's like, you're allowed to talk to them. No one's telling you you can't talk to them. But it's just like a respect thing. Like, why do you need to talk to this person? I do think it's good to have your own boundaries. Like, if you don't feel comfortable being mean to someone in support of your friends, like, don't be mean to them. You don't have to be mean to anyone. But you also don't have to be nice to them. You don't have to go out of your way to befriend this person and be around them, especially if you didn't have a connection to them prior to your friend or this friend having a fallout with this person. I understand how it can be tricky if you're in like a friend group or you're friends with two people who have a fallout and you feel like you have to pick a side, but you don't want to because you're equally as close with both of these people. I think that's very different than what I'm speaking about today. I think that has to be handled differently. I think that's something that you need to talk about with those friends. But I'm just saying, like, if you're not friends with someone or you don't have a connection with someone already and this person does something to someone that you love, why do you need to now go form a connection with that person? Why do you have to go socialize with them? Why do you have to be nice to them? Like, what are you getting out of that other than just making another person like you? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. In today's episode, I talk about feeling like a friend isn't really being considerate of what you've been through and your feelings, and that can definitely be a red flag to look out for in friendships. I talk a lot about red flags in friendships and relationships, but I feel like we don't talk enough about green flags. I think green flags are just as important to look out for in friendships and relationships, but a lot of people don't know what green flags may look like, but therapy can help you identify those green flags. If you've never tried therapy or you want to get back into it, give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is therapy that's fully online that you can access from your phone or your computer, and it's super affordable and convenient considering you could do it from the comfort of your own home while you're on break at work, or even if you're just like sitting in your car and you need someone to talk to. There's so many reasons that people go to therapy, whether they want to overcome or or better understand something they went through, express how they're feeling to someone that's unbiased and they know they can trust, or even go to learn about friendships and relationships or how they can be a better partner to those people in their lives. Discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/TNTC to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TNTC. Now let's get back to today's episode. The reason why so many people have difficulty with standing 10 toes down and supporting their friend and being like, you know what? I don't need to be friends with that person. I don't need to socialize with that person. I don't need to be nice to that person that has been so mean to you, is because they're afraid of being disliked. They're afraid of being perceived negatively by that person or by those people. Some people prioritize being popular and having a lot of friends and being liked by a lot of people over having genuine friendships with a small amount of people. They would rather have a large amount of friendships, even if they're very superficial and surface level, than a small group of friends or even like one or two friends who are super genuine and are gonna ride till the day they die for them. Like, there really are people that would stab their best friend in the back if that meant that 10 people were gonna like them and think they were so cool and invite them to the coolest parties. But what these people don't realize is those 10 people, they don't have a genuine connection with them. They don't have any loyalty to them. So they can turn their back on you so fast and you're going to be left with no one. They're not realizing that, yes, you might get someone to like you, but you're also going to make someone hate you. Like, if you're going to turn your back on your best friend and betray your best friend for an acquaintance, you might make that acquaintance happy. You might get their approval. They might think you're so cool, but now your best friend is going to not respect you anymore. They're not going to trust you anymore, and they're not going to want to be around you anymore. So it's like, yeah, you made a new friend, but you also just made a new enemy. I am much more likely to lose respect for someone or like not take someone as seriously if I see them accommodating everyone and like not really taking a stand. I think loyalty is such an important trait to have in your friendships and relationships. So if I see you being able to turn your back on someone so quickly just to gain something, that's going to turn me off. It just leaves a very sour taste in my mouth to see someone prioritize what strangers think of them than what their best friends and loved ones think of them. Like, why do you care so much about strangers liking you, people that you've never talked to before? Like, why do you care more about that than what your best friend or like your boyfriend or whoever thinks about you? Like, don't you care more about their feelings than people that you've never even spoken to before? When I see that, it makes me not want to pursue a friendship with someone or like pursue it further with someone, because it's like, I don't feel comfortable even getting close with you. I don't want to open up with you, knowing that if someone else comes along that's able to give you more than I can give you, that you're just going to turn your back on me and like also weaponize what I've told you to get closer to those people. Like, that's the worst kind of person. Someone who preys on your vulnerability and your trust to get closer to you. And once you get close to them and you give them everything that they want, and then they turn their back on you when you're not able to provide something else for them. Like, I had a friend who I connected with over social media. We loved hanging out because we could really relate to each other when it came to social media, and it was just really fun. It felt very natural. But then I realized that it became very transactional. Like, she only wanted to hang out if we were making content or if I was able to give her some type of like tips regarding social media or regarding the podcast. And once I made it more known that like I cared more about our friendship than it being transactional, and I wanted to focus more on like our connection rather than like building something on social media, that's when she kind of backed off and she got closer to people who were bigger on social media. And it's like, I get it. They're able to provide something for you that like I clearly can't. And if like that's what's more important to you, then like go ahead, go do it. But like, I just can't be around people like that. I can't be around people who use your friendship as a like a stepping stone and just discard you when they find another friendship that can benefit them more. Another consequence of prioritizing a lot of friendships over having like deep meaningful ones, is you end up feeling really alone. And you might not feel it at first. You might not feel it all the time. Like, if you have a bunch of friends that you have to go out with and you're partying and you're drinking and you're having so much fun, of course, in the moment, you're going to feel like you're having the time of your life and you're going to feel like you're fitting in. But when you go home or when you're struggling and you need someone to talk to, it's like, oh shit, who can I talk to? Like, I have all these friends, but like, we don't connect on anything other than like getting green tea shots. Like, all we talk about is what we're doing next weekend and if we're growing on social media, which is fine. Like, it's okay to have those friendships. It's okay to have friendships that are very low maintenance, that aren't intimate. You're not trauma dumping all the time. But when you don't have those meaningful friendships, it becomes really hard because it's like, who can I talk to? What do I do when I need support? Who do I go to when I just like want to chill and watch a movie and I don't want to go out on the weekends? When you have that realization, it can be like, oh shit, like, it looks like I have a lot of friends. It looks like I'm super popular. And it's like, a lot of people like me, but they don't really know me. Like, they don't care about me. I have a lot of acquaintances. I don't have a lot of friends. That's why I think quality over quantity. It doesn't matter how many friends you have. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's like, what does it feel like? Like, do your friends make you question if you're actually friends? Do you feel supported by your friends? I always say this. And I'm always going to say it. It is better to be alone than surrounded by people who make you feel lonely. I used to be that girl that thought that I had to have a friend group. I had to have girls to go out with. I had to have a good group of girlfriends. And yeah, that's fun, but not if that group of people make you feel alone and make you question if you're friends with them. Like, I had friends. I had a bunch of friends, but those friends weren't texting me back. They were leaving me out of plans. They were hanging out and talking to people who hurt me so deeply. Like, I was trying to have a friendship with people who were actively speaking to people who terrorized me in high school. Like, there was no reason that I should be friends with someone who's talking to someone who tried to push me down the stairs at a party, who wished that I died in a car accident, who tried to push me into a locker, or did push me into a locker in high school. Like, why do I want to be around someone who's okay with someone treating me like that? It doesn't matter if it happened right now when we are friends or 10 years ago. If you know someone treated me like that, why would you want to be around them? And why would I want to be around you who's okay with being around someone like that? I now have really good friendships, and these friendships aren't in a friend group. They're all different types of friendships. And I love that because it's like, I can now grow so many different connections, but in different ways. And it's just based off our connection rather than like a friend group. Like, of course, there's still times that I wish that I had like a big group of girlfriends that hung out and we could like go get dinner and go on trips together, because you see that on social media and it looks so fun. But I would rather have a few girlfriends who like don't talk to each other, but like I have a good connection with them individually, then try to fit into these like groups of people just to like have that, but like not have a deep connection with those people, if that makes sense. I guess the point I'm trying to make is, although it might seem appealing to have a bunch of friends or be a part of a friend group or be liked by everyone, at the end of the day, it should matter more about how you feel and the connection you have with those people or with that person. Like, sure, you have a lot of friends, but you don't have anyone who's gonna be loyal to you or there for you when you need someone. You don't have anyone that you can rely on. You have someone that you can get drinks with, but you don't have a real friend. You have a bunch of acquaintances, but not a real friend. The lighting's getting kind of weird in my car because of how it's facing. I already switched the position of my car to like face away from the sun, but it's just what, that's life. That's how it is. Okay. Anyways, I want to end this episode with talking about how to deal with a friendship where you feel like this person is prioritizing others and their connection over yours, or you feel like your feelings are being dismissed and this person is pursuing people who have mistreated you and they know that. Something that has really helped me when deciding whether or not I should continue a connection with someone is realizing that if you have expressed to this person that someone has hurt you, they've mistreated you, and that person still goes and tries to seek out a connection with that person despite what they did to you, they are actively choosing that connection with them over you. They are prioritizing their feelings. over your feelings. They're saying, you know, I know that this hurts you. I know that you're not okay with me hanging out and talking to this person, but I care more about building a connection with them than being there for you as your friend. This show is sponsored by ZocDoc. I got hit with the nastiest sickness last month. I haven't been sick like that in so long. Like, I quite literally thought I was on my deathbed. I was Googling every single symptom I had, trying to figure out what it is that I had. I thought I had bronchitis. I thought I had pneumonia. I thought I had bird flu. And this is a common thing that I do when I'm sick or like I have a funky symptom. I immediately Google it or look it up on TikTok to see what's wrong with me. But one thing that I want to be better at this year is not doing that. And I want to get better at actually getting help and getting the care that I need. And ZocDoc is here to help me with that. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. You can get appointments for mental health, dental health, primary care, urgent care, and so much more. You can filter for doctors who take your insurance, are located nearby, are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. If you're like me and you want to take better care of yourself this year and stop putting off going to the doctor, I highly recommend you try ZocDoc. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/tryingnot to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/tryingnot. ZocDoc.com/tryingnot. It really is a slap in the face to have someone look at you and say, you know, I know that this person has mistreated you. I know that they've hurt you. I know that you don't feel comfortable with me having a connection with them. But they haven't done anything to me, so I'm going to continue that connection. It's like, I know that they didn't hurt you, and I'm glad they didn't hurt you, but they hurt me. And if I was your best friend, if I was an important person in your life, if you cared about me, it would piss you off what they did to me. It would piss you off how they hurt me. And the fact that you're okay with what they did to me makes me feel like maybe I'm not as important as I thought I was. Maybe our friendship isn't what I thought it was. I think it's important to not allow others to make you feel bad about feeling hurt. Like, don't let other people dismiss how you feel, because there's going to be people who say, well, like, they didn't do anything to me, so like, I'm going to be friends with them, and like, you can't expect me to not be friends with them. Like, you're being too dramatic, or like, you're being unfair and you're giving me an ultimatum. I think you just need to understand that not everyone is going to have the same heart as you. Not everyone is going to think the way that you think and, you know, ride for people the way that you do. I am someone who gets super fired up when the people in my life are disrespected and mistreated. I want to fight for them. I want to fight their battles because I'm so protective over them. I just want them to have the best of the best. I can't imagine anyone giving them less than that. But you can't expect everyone to be like that for you. You can't expect the people in your life to fight your battles or to be as charged up as you are. But with that being said, you don't have to allow disrespect. Just because someone doesn't understand where you're coming from doesn't mean you need to allow it. Just because someone says, well, I don't get it. I don't get why I can't be friends with this person. It doesn't mean that you need to fold and be like, oh, it's okay. You know, they tried to ruin my life. They hurt me so deeply. They broke my heart. But, you know, you want to be friends with them? Go ahead. I'll just be okay. I'll just like watch on Instagram and like watch you hang out with like my arch nemesis. Like, go ahead, do it. Let them do it. You don't have to be that person. You don't have to be the bigger person and be like, oh, it's okay. You know, it hurts me, but as long as you're happy, you don't have to be that person. It's okay for you to say, I love you and I really wanted this friendship to work out, but I don't think we're seeing eye to eye. I don't think we're on the same level. I don't think we want the same things. And I need to take my space and do what's best for me. If someone wants to consider that an ultimatum, that's fine. But you can't have your cake and eat it too. If someone's saying like, this is hurting me and I personally can't do it, like you could do whatever you want. I'm not making you do anything, but I need to do what's best for me. And they still don't respect that. Like, that's not your problem. I think establishing boundaries is super important. And I know it can be really hard to have those conversations because no one wants to be that person to be like, you can't be friends with this person. Like, you know, if you're friends with this person, then I can't be friends with you because like that's my boundary. No one wants to say that and no one wants to hear that. And I don't think it's productive to say those things. For me, establishing those kind of boundaries looked like telling my friends, like, hypothetically, like, this person hurt me, and I think it would hurt me even more to see people in my life befriend her or, like, support her because of what she did and she's continuing to do. So it didn't put too much pressure on my friends of, like, if you talk to her or if you hang out with her, I won't be your friend. It was just like, this is how I feel, and it would hurt to see. And I also wasn't accusing them of, like, are you gonna go do it? Are you talking to her? It was just like this very honest conversation of, like, this is what happened, this is how I feel, and this is what I would feel like if this were to happen. And my best friends were really good about it. They were all there for me when everything went down. And I think it was just like this very obvious thing of, like, well, no shit, like, duh, like, obviously we're not going to talk to that girl, obviously we're not going to support that girl, because what she did to you was batshit crazy, and, like, that's not okay with us. I think when you set a boundary like that and you have that kind of conversation with your friends of, like, I'm not okay with this, you need to be open to the idea of them not understanding you and not being okay with what you're saying. Because, like, you could say, like, I wouldn't feel okay with my friends being friends with this person because of what she did to me, and your friends can still say, I don't agree with you, I'm still gonna be friends with this person. And you can't make them do anything, and you need to be okay with the fact that you're not going to agree, and you have to make a decision after that. Like, are you gonna be okay with them pursuing that friendship with that person, or are you going to have to walk away? You can't make anyone do what they don't want to do. You can't make anyone not talk to someone or not be friends with someone. If they want to be friends with them, let them. Let them be friends with them. Like, that's their choice, and it sucks to see it, but that's what they want to do. There's this quote that I really love that goes, accept people as they are, but place them where they belong. You can't change anyone. You can't make anyone do anything. So when someone shows you who they are and that raises concerns, it is your job to decide, okay, what do I want to do? Where does this person fit into my life? It's not the time to be like, okay, it's time to change this person. No, it's time to change your plan. It's time to change what you're going to do, what you're going to accept, what you're going to allow. There might be someone that you've been friends with for so many years, and they've always been a very significant person in your life, but you've gotten to a point where you're just not aligning and it doesn't make sense anymore. And it's okay for you to be like, okay, where does this person belong in my life now? Should I take a step back? Do they belong in, like, my top five? Do they fit in my top 10? Like, is this working? Is this what I want? It's okay for you to make that change. Just because someone had access to you for many, many years doesn't mean that they are given, like, an all access pass for life. It's okay for you to pull back and be like, okay, this is what I have to do. This is what's best for me and our friendship moving forward. Like I was saying before, you can be really open and honest with someone and tell them exactly how you feel and express a concern and be like, hey, I don't feel comfortable with you being as close with this person because you know what they did to me and it makes me feel like you don't respect me or, like, care about my feelings. And that person might be like, okay, well, I don't really care. Like, I don't get it. They didn't do anything to me. And you might want to be like, okay, well, it's me or them. I don't think that's productive. I don't think it's productive to give them that ultimatum because it's just going to piss them off. No one wants to be told what they can and cannot do. So, like, even if they love you and care about you, having someone tell them, like, you can't be friends with that person is going to make them want to be friends with them even more, even if they would pick you over them, if that makes sense. So I think just allowing people to make their own decisions and do what they would actually do without you interfering says so much. If someone knows how you feel and they dismiss it and they don't care about how you're feeling, that tells you exactly how they feel about you and what they want. And it sucks to see that. It sucks to hear that. But it also sucks to be friends with someone who would do that to you. Like, do you really want to be friends with someone who doesn't care if people hurt you? Do you really want to be around someone who just, like, makes it so nonchalant? Like, oh, it's okay, they hurt you. Well, they didn't do anything to me. Do you really want to be around someone like that? Like, would you do that to someone? Probably not. So surround yourself with people who are like you and take you seriously the way that you do with them. I know that it hurts, and I know you want the friendship to work out, but you don't need to tolerate the disrespect. If someone's making you feel uncomfortable and they're not doing anything to change that and they're showing that they don't care, You don't need to make yourself even more uncomfortable to make the friendship work. You can't expect you from everyone. You can't expect everyone to reciprocate the same energy. Like, of course, that's the goal, to surround yourself with people who give you what, you know, you give them. But if you expect that from everyone, you're going to be so let down. It did suck to see those mutuals of mine hang out with that person that hurt me and support that person that hurt me after me expressing to them what had happened and what she had done to me, and them say, like, yeah, that was messed up. It stings, but it's not the end of the world. Like, it's not productive of me to, like, text them and, like, try to change their minds or, like, understand the switch up, because it's like, yeah, we were friends, but we weren't close. We FaceTimed, we texted, but, like, we weren't close. So, like, just because I wouldn't have done that to them doesn't mean that, like, they have to give me that back. It would have been nice, and I want that kind of energy from people, but I can't expect it. Rejection is redirection. When someone shows you who they are or how they feel about you, take note of it and keep it moving. Like, you don't need to dissect it or try to understand it fully. You don't need to change their mind. Listen, observe, and keep it moving. Don't get so hung up on who's not giving you the same energy back, and focus more on continuing to build those relationships and friendships with people who do give you that same energy, who do respect your boundaries, and make you feel seen and cared for. That is where I'm going to end today's episode, mainly because my camera keeps shutting off because it's overheating since it's in the sun. But I hope that today's episode was helpful. I hope you're able to relate to it in some way. I know a lot of you ask about friendship advice, friendship breakups. There's a new Google form in the show notes where you can ask for advice if you have any more questions. I'm going to be doing an advice session kind of soon, so let me know. It doesn't have to be about friendships. It could be relationships, mental health, about your job, literally anything. Whatever you want to ask me, go ahead and ask me there. You can ask me on Instagram, my TikTok, my YouTube. Everything is in the show notes. If you're watching on YouTube, let me know if you like the vibe of, like, sitting in my car. I love sitting in my car. I can't wait until I have a studio, though, to, like, have a good production for the podcast, but that will come eventually. Anyways, I hope you liked today's episode. If you did, make sure to subscribe, make sure to share the podcast, let me know what you think, yada, 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 me yapping. Okay, I love you, and I will talk to you next Monday. Thanks for coming and hanging out with me. Love you. Goodbye.